Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, skinny babies, skinny seats with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. I know, it's sort of a melancholy opening. I think that's the least amount of enthusiasm I've ever had for that. This is Doug Loves Movies. Oh, coming to you again. From the UC fucking B in Los Angeles, January 17, 2 Oceans 12. Since last I spoke, you listened. I taped episodes of Doug Loves Movies and The Benson Interruption at the Punchline in Sacramento, which will be available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes. Thanks for buying them in advance. Or, you know, if that's not your thing, it's totally awesome that you saved $2. I'm so happy for you. By the time this episode plops, I will be at sea on the Weezer cruise. Yeah, that's why I'm so weird tonight, is because I keep seeing the footage of that boat in Italy. At least it's not the same. Oh yeah, it is the same cruise line. That's interesting. So yeah, so when I'm on that boat, when I'm on the Weezer cruise, that boat is going to look exactly like the one in the news. But, you know, upright and sailing happily to an island in the sun. Hep, hep. So wish me luck, everybody. And Graham Elwood and Brendan Walsh, who are also going with me, wish them luck as well. And if I make it back alive, I'll be taping a Doug Loves Movies at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on Sunday, January 29th at Cobb's Comedy Club at 4:20. I'm doing a movie interruption of Patrick Swayze's, I don't know if he deserves all the credit, Rowdy Roddy Harrington's Roadhouse. Yeah, is that the name of the guy who directed that? That'd be amazing if that were true. I think it is. I think his name's Rowdy Harrington. But anyway, he's like a stunt guy. They let direct one movie, and and he made the best movie of all time. It's so good. It's ridiculous how good it is. It has something for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, even, I think the ladies like it. So anyway, I'll be showing that in San Francisco, and joining me in interrupting it will be three or four hilarious people, and it's sold out already, so I don't know why I'm talking about it, other than just to say that that's what I love about San Francisco, is me just, all I gotta do is show up and sit there and make fun of Roadhouse, and it's sold out. Like, if there's any less thought I have to put into anything, it's pretty much my whole career. You're right. So, now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Contraband, starring Mark... What's happening? Wahlberg. Solid action movie. Avoids some cliches, interestingly enough, but still manages to be not that exciting. Good for a January release, I say. So, the number two movie is Beauty and the Beast 3D, to which I say, fuck you, 3D. So, see, Contraband, not Beauty and the Beast 3D. This has been Watch This, Not That. Thank you. Mild controversy surrounding the Build a Title game Graham Elwood and I played in the last hotel minisode. I said Dead Man's Curve, a movie that was released as The Curve, but I knew about it long enough ago that I think of it as Dead Man's Curve. And then people thought I meant a similar movie on the same subject called Dead Man on Campus. Thank goodness that's cleared up. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Dave Anthony of the Walking Room podcast wrote, "The girl with the dragon tattoo would have been better if they left off tattoo and it was about a girl and a dragon solving mysteries." This has been Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. Let's see what's in the prize bag, you guys. Holy shit. There's a bunch of stuff in here. I don't know if you guys know who is behind the comedy CD Impregnated with Wonder, but... that person might be here. Also, the next person brought a small wooden pipe. In case any of you left the house tonight without your normal apparati and do not have access to an apple or a can, this will come in handy for our winner. So I hope our winner is a pot enjoyer. And then this is a DVD of a TV comedy special. The special was called No Real Reason. I don't know if anyone listening knows who did that. And this is a fun way to reveal everything. And then there's a T-shirt, some of you guys are going to get this shirt during the show, because as you can see, I have a whole clump of them contributed by the film company called Magnolia. And they also submitted. So you can turn these in if you don't want them. You can trade them for something else. No, these are terrific. These are, this is what a Blu-ray looks like, right? These are, I still am not buying Blu-rays. I'm still on DVDs. But these Blu-rays of 13 Assassins and Hobo with a Shotgun are pretty awesome. And Doug Benson, professional humoridian, as always, is in there. All right, so that's all the stuff that's going to be in there. Let me bring to the stage, without any further ado, filmmaker Ty West, T.J. Miller, and Pete Holmes. Whatever you want, man. Sing wherever you want, dude. It's just perfect. Loudest is closest. I love it.
Incredibly loud. Oh, extremely close.
Unbearably close.
That movie is about me.
That's seriously, that should be the title of your autobiography.
It's begun, hasn't it?
But call it, what's it called again? Incredibly loud?
Is it extremely
loud? Extremely loud.
It's another one of those really hard to remember ones.
And incredibly close.
Yeah.
The Pete Holmes story.
Yeah.
And then in parentheses, No 9/11.
No Hanks 11.
Oh, is that what we're calling it
now? If Hanks is involved, he gets, he gets the place of the nine.
Finally, the number nine gets a break. It's Hanks been 11. It's been dragged through the mud this year, the number nine, with the Herman Cain 999 thing. Finally, drop the nine from 9/11. Hanks 11. Let's do it.
Hanks 11.
I once tried to remember the name of that movie, and I went, Extremely Loud and Extremely Close. It's impossible to remember.
Extremely?
Yeah.
As of or
why not name a movie something that's easy to remember?
Hanks 11 is what we're saying.
Do you think the person inside the box office would get it if you just smashed your face against the glass and started screaming?
Yeah. They're like, is it that or War Horse? Because there is a scene when the horse hits plate glass.
Ty West is here, everybody. First time guest on the show. Make him feel welcome next to these two war horses. And, you guys should both, before you die, be the voice of a horse in a cartoon. You know what I mean? Because you're halfway
consider
home.
Consider it done.
Ty directed a new horror film that is available on demand right now. VOD, we like to call it in the business. And
bad.
Yeah, you can go get it right now, or you can watch it in a Cinemaplex starting February 3rd?
February 3rd, yeah.
In 25 cities?
Something about that, yeah.
Yeah, very nice. And which is kind of, in a weird way, gives a horror movie street cred. You know, because these Elm Street cred, my friend. Like, seriously, that Devil Inside thing.
Oh, that was
that
a
Devil
good
Inside
one.
Thing is just like it's one. Like getting people to pay $12 to click on a YouTube link. It's such a risky thing that people paid money to see that movie just based on a brief thing that looked kind of scary.
Why haven't they found one person who liked it yet?
Who liked Devil Inside? Where are you?
I loved it.
I bet you. Who here saw it? Applaud if you saw it. Yeah. I didn't think so.
Hey. Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get them, guys.
It's a discerning crowd here at Douglas Movies. That first of all, this is free, and then that piece of shit movie that you can tell is a piece of shit is not free.
Why is it allowed? Why are they allowed to put those posters up? Just a nun with no pupils, and you're just like, I'm going to tell Tom I'm fucked!
That's up here forever. My subconscious has a new idea now.
It pushes horror in your everyday life.
Right in your face!
Why does the E-Train baby have to grow up in a world?
Yes! I don't need to see it. It's frowned upon. In this establishment.
Did I say that Ty's movie is called The Innkeepers? Did I say that?
Ooh.
It's like The Shining, but now. And with a hot girl instead of Shelley Duvall.
That's it? I like that.
Yeah, so somebody's going to win that t-shirt, but also I got a big clump of them, so I'm just going to randomly throw them into the crowd during the show. Whenever I feel like, you know, a goose of excitement. Like, could you feel that? That was palpable.
It's a horror movie called The Innkeepers. Did you get a studio note where they go, did you consider Sin Keepers?
That's the sequel.
That's the sequel?
Yeah.
Think ahead.
Sin Keepers is like the porn ripoff.
That's right.
Welcome to Sin Keepers. I'll be shining your dickhead.
Yeah, you might as well say something like that right away, because it's called it's called Sin Keepers.
Yeah. Don't beat around the bush.
Innkeepers seems like a more of a normal thing that might be more of a surprise that something weird is going on. But it's what I liked about it is that this whole Paranormal Activity 1 through 45 or for however long they get away with it, I just don't like that it's supposed to be hidden cameras, so the people on camera don't need to be interesting. You know what I mean? Like, that's what The Innkeepers is there's only a few characters in it, but the characters who are in it are characters. They're interesting people who you care about, so then when shit starts to go bad, it's more interesting than in Paranormal Activity 3. I'm just, like, sitting there going, why do we care that a chair fell over.
I always want to know, they always find creative ways to justify that they're filming it. Like something fucked up is about to happen. They're like, it's a problem with the drywall. I'm going to get the old camcorder. Take a look at that. Oh, yeah, that's floor to ceiling. Floor to ceiling. Oh, there's a demon eating my dog. Oh, my God. I'm not going to stop filming and save my dog. I'm going to zoom in on his face. And all the drywall's in the back. It's both of my nightmares come true. Oh, why do I talk this way? The show's ruined. Pete's talking again. Yes, Doug?
I think there should be more moments.
Honey, I attached a camera to this oscillating fan. Do you think it'll be interesting how it might pan away from what we really want to see? At several points during the storytelling.
That happens in three?
Yeah, and oscillating it, fan camera.
No, it doesn't. Really?
Yeah, and you fucking
sit
there.
Do they turn on the fan?
You sit there
and
wait for it.
Turn on the fan on
accident. Nobody gets
up
and leaves like, oh, by the time it goes back, I don't care.
That was the three-word pitch that got it made. They go, there's nothing new you can do. Oscillating fan camera? Yeah, okay.
And I'll see your three-word pitch and bring it down to the two that it actually is.
Oscillating fan. But then I said cam.
That's the whole pitch?
Yeah,
cam?
But you said oscillating and two.
I did blank in between those
God
two
damn
words,
damn it.
Though.
Jordan, we're going to need a call on this one.
I forgot where it was going.
The drywall is not looking so good.
Can I do this the whole show?
Who is that old woman?
This voice is the voice of a horror movie character.
Why is she so southern?
It's not a woman, it's a man.
It's an old woman.
Get out of my property, I'm a goddamn man.
You're an old woman.
I am an old woman inside. Devil inside, none eyeballs. How come that's okay to see? You should invest online.
We brought everything we've discussed into one thing.
I know, and it's always the E-Trade, baby.
Yeah.
You always bring it back to that.
That's all I can do.
Remember, I'm the baby.
Don't ever forget.
Feed me attention.
Could someone what kind of talking car attention? Are you? What car are you?
I'm the sedan, Doug. We've talked about this. I take you out on my boat.
You're the voice of a car? Oh, yeah. Wait, I've seen that commercial. Hey.
Well, let's all listen to you remember it.
Yeah.
Here's the difference between the car and the E-Trade baby. I found out the E-Trade baby was you because I heard you talking about it somewhere. I had no idea it was you. I thought it was Mike Birbiglia. But...
He's doing the live version on Broadway.
But TJ Miller's car, I knew was Pete Holmes when I heard it.
You mean him?
No, I knew it was him, yeah.
I'm a car. Yeah. Get into it. Drive me. Put it into neutral. Denver.
Backstage,
it was backstage, a promotional stunt.
Backstage, I was like, how many times do you think you're going to impersonate me out there? And he's like, 12. Yeah. And then I'm seriously, he started masturbating. And he was looking at me hard. Like he had no eyes and he was a nun.
That's one. Let's count them.
It made it really awkward for me sitting back there.
I'm working on an impression of you.
The listeners are like, why does the audience have so much patience for this? Oh, because Doug is throwing shirts to them. while the seals go back and forth. It's this.
And you're throwing t-shirts like fish at the seals. It's terrible. You're like this weird fisher king.
It's the worst. This is the worst circus.
He's a weird
it's
fisher
the work.
King.
I'm fighting every urge to do the horror movie voice. I just want you to know that.
What's the horror movie
voice? Oh, you remember it from
Jesus.
Earlier.
All right, let's focus up.
Just
come
a moment
on.
Ago.
Jesus.
Throw those seal fish t-shirts.
Come on.
Oh,
let's focus up. This is what it's like. I am to Doug what you are to me.
Yes.
It's terrifying. It's like seeing the face of your own madness. That's what it's like being on this podcast with you right now.
Take a good look at the devil inside. Get excited.
Okay. Now, Ty, when you were scouting locations for innkeepers, what... How did you end up... Where is the inn in Innkeepers?
It's in Torrington, Connecticut.
And it's a fictional somewhere else, though, right?
No, it's there. It's actually the real place. When I made a movie a couple years ago called The House of the Devil. And,
yes, right?
Boom.
And we stayed at that hotel because it was just a cheap place to house the crew. And we were making this satanic horror movie in the middle of nowhere, and weirder stuff would happen back at the hotel. And everyone started believing it was haunted, and the whole town is obsessed with being haunted, and there's really a guy at the front desk that has a ghost hunting website. And
then he's a ghost hunter for sure.
That's right. That confirmed it.
Geocities.ghosthunter.net. I'm for real. There's a counter.
No, we have that in the movie. We made a GeoCities site in
Did
the movie.
You really? So. I'll believe everything.
I have an amazing lover website. I'm just saying that if it's a website, it's true.
Oh, I didn't get it. And then he did a baseball licking lips thing, and I was like, this must be a reference to another show TJ's right,
listen,
been on.
Listen, TJ, so you always back does to the something hotel. Just for the live audience. And tonight, it was licking his lips and pretending to play baseball.
So that's in your brains forever.
Never tell my mother that.
Right. So you really, is this for realsies? The place was haunted?
For realsies, it is actually haunted. I don't really believe in ghosts. I'm a bit of a skeptic.
I was going to ask you that. Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't, but it's the closest I've ever come to believing in ghosts. There's definitely things that happen in the hotel. Everyone believes it's haunted. Doors open and close by themselves. Lights turn off and on. Things like that. But I don't go from, like, the door open to, like, ghosts right away.
Yeah.
I have a lot of other options before I get to ghosts.
Our friend Nick Vatteron has this joke about, why, if it's a ghost, why are they doing such little annoying things? They're like, whoa, your glasses moved. Whoa, I shut your door. You wanted it open
because it's cold.
They do, like...
So fucking weird.
Yeah, they do like hack movie ghost things.
Yeah, exactly.
I run down the hall screaming ghost as soon as like my satellite gets cut off in the room.
If it's a Bell thing.
I put the TV out in the hallway like the last scene of Poltergeist. I'm like, fuck this shit.
I wish that was the last scene of Poltergeist. The TV being thrown out of an apartment. It's like, you can't go, fuck this shit. Poltergeist.
Am I the only one that wants to know what you saw that was supernatural, bigger than a door closing?
I didn't see anything. The closest thing that I had is that we, in House of the Devil, Dee Wallace, who plays the mom in E.T., mm-hmm. and she was in Cujo and all these great 80s movies.
Howling.
She is a... Yep. She she's like a spiritual healer now.
Really?
And I didn't know that. So, yeah. And
I was the mom from E.T. Come, let me lay my hands on you.
That's...
Okay. She does this with the finger. There you go.
We had Reese's Pieces and got down to it. And it was... Yeah, so she would communicate with spirits while we were there.
I thought you were going to say, well, hi.
Were you ever around her when you were communicating? Could you ever whisper
all the time.
And be like, what's going on up there?
She would constantly tell me things. She'd email me after she went home about stuff.
When she went home.
And that's also kind of her hitting on you. Hold on. That's also
Let me ask you this.
That's also kind of her hitting on you.
Have you ever...
She's emailing you at night. She's like 1 a.m. It's ghosty in here. Come over. Bring a scary movie.
Did you ever see her in her cat costume?
I did not.
The Halloween scene in... Oh, it's awesome.
Let's all just listen to you remember it.
A lot of guys around that time were Princess Leia Bikini. I was Dee Wallace Stone in a cat costume.
A lot of guys were Dee Wallace
Stone. I'm the voice of a car.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's now Pete Beer's an impression.
That's a better TJ.
I'm the voice of a car.
Why is the end of...
Yeah!
Why is...
Chris, let's go get some nitrous! Yeah!
Okay.
You found a topic.
I don't know what to do anymore. Let's play some games.
No, I can't.
Shall we play some games?
So the answer that you were like, we made a movie about this place was because the woman in the cat costume was like, I'm having a conversation with dead folks. And you're like, this is, yeah, we're doing this. Is that what happened?
Is that how you found the...
And that sort of inspired the character in the film played by Kelly McGillis to be an actress, right?
A little bit. At first, I wanted to make a movie about an oscillating fan. But somebody had already done that. So I had to think of something else. But
what were other people seeing?
No one saw anything. I don't believe in ghosts. It's fuck. They're not
yeah,
real.
Yeah, but they said they saw things.
Well,
if you go, but I don't believe
and
you.
Everyone has really weird dreams, and everyone just there's a vibe there.
Everyone
like
does.
If you stay at the Best Western down the street,
Innkeepers.
It doesn't seem haunted, but when you say the Yankee Peddler, it seems haunted.
It just feels haunted.
Yeah, and so, but a lot of the movie is about like ghost hunting because I got obsessed with those ghost hunter shows because I'm fascinated with the fact that there's about four of them on the air and they're all in like season five, but they've never found one fucking ghost ever. How do they keep getting renewed? Like they fail every week. They should be canceled. It doesn't make any sense.
They've never found anything.
No,
I just assume they found things, and I don't give a shit. Like ghosts.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Why are ghosts ever scary? No, Worst case scenario, they make a penny go up a wall.
No, there's no way, Doug, that you think that if they found the existence of supernatural beings, that it wouldn't be on CNN. Of course, you would know.
With them never finding anything, there's no one better at finding ghosts than them, and they've never found a ghost. Doesn't that prove that there's probably not ghosts? Aren't they doing the counter argument for what they're trying to do?
You know what? You were the type of guy that burned Galileo.
That's what happens. These are the roles that we play.
And by that you mean insulted him publicly. We got to play some games, you guys.
Yeah.
Starting with Build a Title. This game is going to be fast.
Build a title.
Yeah, fast and exciting. And it's going to determine who goes first.
This is the only thing I've ever been good at in this whole thing.
All right, well, good luck to you.
What is that over there? There's a woman over there. Some sort of woman over there, Doug. She's making a weird noise. I'm going to get my video camera real quick.
Put it on the fan.
That's the new put them on the glasses. Put them on the fan.
That's the new alt cervix.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the new put them on the glass. You guys know that song. Sir Mix-a-Lot's failed sophomore attempt after I like big butts. Pete, that's what you just said?
That's the new put them on the glass.
Yeah. Last night I saw Drew Carey sing Baby Got Back at karaoke.
Is that true?
That's 100%
Where?
True. The Bigfoot Lodge.
Oh, that place is so weird. It seems haunted.
It seems
does it? Doesn't it kind of?
It does.
So you're arguing the place isn't closure seem on haunted. That, yeah. I get it.
My next film is going to be about the Bigfoot Lodge.
Is that true?
No.
Damn it. He gets us every time.
He does get us every time.
We'll start with you, Pete.
Okay.
At Space Jerker.
Hey, Mom.
I have to admit, sometimes I pick what people say just because their name cracks me up. Space Jerker suggests Raging Bull. So we'll start with Pete, then we'll go to TJ, and then to
Yeah,
Ty.
You know, I want to say Raging Bull Durham. I'm not going to, because what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Durham?
I think that would be a smart play to say that.
Oh, because then I want
to shut it down.
But I love when it goes and goes and goes.
All right, well then just say something.
Raging.
I don't care. You do care.
I don't care.
I have such a bitter, God, such Jesus, a bitter Pete, attitude towards you in this game and the way you play it.
I got nothing else. I got to say Raging Bull Durham.
Okay.
Sorry. I said
See,
it.
See, all
I was
that talk
another
was
one.
For naught.
Yeah.
This one is remarkably hard right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Raging Boulder Hamlet.
Ooh. Yeah. Hamlet was made into a motion picture more than once.
Let's fucking party.
I like the one with Billy Crystal in it.
All right. Raging Boulder Hamlet, the right one in.
Whoa. And a motherfucking horror reference to boot.
You guys
Take
are killing it.
Break it and forsake it.
Raging Boulder Hamlet, the right one in. In.
Yeah, I got it.
In.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Take it.
Sometimes there's more praise.
Do it.
Praise.
Do it.
Okay, so what's the first one? I'm sorry. It's
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull Hamlet, the right one in the name of the Father. Boom.
What a blown opportunity to promote
keepers,
my movie.
Keepers, you asshole. Innkeepers.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Innkeepers.
I would not have gotten it.
I worked so hard to make this happen.
I invented
Space Jerker.
Jesus.
You did?
That would be amazing.
You're so fucked, Pete.
No, I did nothing
this.
To make that happen, and then you ruined it.
Really?
What happened?
TJ admitted that he also wouldn't have known.
Not true. What an idiot, everybody. And he can.
Do you know how much pressure this fun
Get
little
hell.
Game is? And I'm supposed to promote his film about inspired events from a woman, E.T.
Try it again, Doug, with me doing the answer.
No, no, we have to continue on. It's Raging Bull Ham.
Raging Bull Durham,
let the right one in.
The name of the father.
Of so the bride.
Father of the
bride. Boom.
Nicely
done. Boom.
So there we go down to time. Sorry, yeah. Sorry about that, man.
You took off your jacket, Pete, because you're getting hot.
It's getting warm in here.
I'll say innkeepers like three times in a row at the end. Or until Michael Keaton appears.
The innkeepers.
Okay, so Raging Bull Durham, let the right one in, the name of the father of the bridesmaids.
Very nice.
Oh, shit.
Pete.
We're fine.
Pete, what do you got?
Bridesmaids. Why couldn't it be bridesmaid?
Raging
or Bride Wars. Then we're on war. And
Durham,
we can go on into the
let
war.
The right one in.
The name of the father of the bridesmaids.
AIDS Philadelphia.
That is terrible.
Hank's 11!
Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun.
All right, Pete's out. What do you say, TJ Miller?
Man, you really kept the reins on this time.
Yeah,
I have to do Bull.
It's full reins all the time.
So Bull Durham.
AIDS Philadelphia.
Really, you're doing AIDS 11?
No, he's not letting that fly.
So what's the ending of it? Shit. The innkeepers. The innkeepers.
What's all right, thing? Time's up. Ty.
What's the whole thing?
Raging Bull Durham, let the right one
in. The name of the father of the bridesmaids.
Maids of honor. Ah, the tiniest voice from the distance who is holding it in. Let it escape. As I said,
there's
maids of honor.
Called,
she goes, that's what
there's
I'm
nothing
saying.
In. There's that's nothing in I life say. Called maids of honor. There's a maid of honor.
No. I think maids of honor.
Look
it up. Maids of honor. That's
just
a movie.
The one, maid of honor, and it was it was like Patrick Dempsey.
Maids of honor. Look it up.
Maids in
Not
Manhattan.
Maids. Who was in Maids of Honor?
I think it's
and
a
what
movie.
Was it about?
Look it up. It's
when
about
you,
bridesmaids. I got you on that one, Daddy. Now you gotta get in the truck.
Do not call me Daddy, and you don't even have a truck.
That's what
I rented one for tonight, in the event that this would happen.
Are you doing an impression of Michael Rooker right now?
But after
That's
a
what
tough
it sounds
night,
sounds like a little bit. Okay, Ty, do you have any ideas?
How to wait? Do we
wrap
count
this one up?
I think Maids of Honor is real. Is it?
It's when you have two copies of Maid of Honor.
Maids of Honor.
Hey, pass those Maids of Honor. It's what I call two copies.
Maids
of
with honors.
Why do you have two copies of it? Just for this moment, and then you kill them? That's how you die.
Yeah, why do you need both
That's
of them?
That's how you
right
died. Why tell
pass
them
those Maids of
gone.
Honor. Why do you need both of them?
Yeah, just for this moment.
One for the kitchen, one for the living room.
I can't be not watching Maids of Honor in every room. You said it again. That's because I have so many copies of it.
The innkeeper.
Who was the last person to add to this title, officially?
Mr. West.
Who, Mr. West?
Adam West?
All right, so it's Raging Bull, Durham, let the right one the father, in the name of the father of the bridesmaids
of Manhattan.
Wait, do I have to do it again?
It's made in Manhattan. No, you can if you want to. I'm going to show off and put one on. Just drop one in.
Treat yourself. Go for it.
Norma Raging Bull Durham, let the right one in the name of the father of the bride.
There's a movie called Norma Rage.
Oh, you're
yes,
busted on that one.
There
no, there isn't.
Norma Rage. Norma Rage.
Norma Rage.
That doesn't seem fair. Then I could just do bridesmaid.
Norma
of
Rage.
Honor.
Maid
of
Honor.
You guys are the best.
I got.
There's one guy listening to this podcast like, no, what is that?
Norma Ray. It was Sally Field, won a Best Actress Oscar for playing a protester, and then she won again the next year for Places in the Heart. She said, you really love me, like me.
And there's
and it
one
was embarrassing.
Girl.
Oh, the name of the movie is Norma Ray.
Norma Raging Bull. See how the game works?
And there's one girl out there that knows that there's a movie called Maids of Honor.
Norma Rage. You're dead. You are dead forever. This ends now.
So Ty is our winner of that round.
Yeah!
Yeah. Now you guys have to, we're running behind schedule, so please go quickly pick a name tag that you want to play for in the audience. Everybody get your name tags out. There's a hat that says Christine on it.
Oh, Lord.
And just go take it from them, Ty, with whoever you want to play for. It's a, it's an interesting experience seeing all these signs. Some people didn't bring them. I guess they were... It's hard to have a sign out there in the cold. It's very cold out tonight. What'd you have, Ty? Who's that frog, Ty? Sydney. It's a little Kermit the Frog. It's a Muppet baby of Kermit the Frog. With Sydney written on it. That's a lot of effort. That sounds good. Chatting it up over there.
Paranormal Rage Activity.
Then AIDS Philadelphia should have counted.
All right, what'd you get, TJ?
Maids of Honor. Brooke with the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, that's cute.
A little picture of one
so
of them.
So see a little
Olympus.
Midgler?
They mixed up movies so many times.
Where's Brooke
times.
At?
Looks right over there.
All right. Get ready, Brooke, to come down here and write down who you want me to call a shithead. Yeah, I could name that Scream movie in negative 17 names.
I could. I thought I could. You know when you think you can and you can't? Those are the sad moments in life, but not the ones you regret.
All right, so we'll start with Ty, then we'll go to TJ right there. You get to pick a category, Ty. Would you like not chipmunks? That's movies with talking animals who are not chipmunks. I loaded it up for David Cross last week, and we didn't get around to it. Weezer. You guys, listen up. You're still playing. Weezer is movies where Shirley MacLaine plays someone named Weezer. Or Tarantino's worst of last year. He made a list of the worst movies of last year, so I have one of those chosen.
I'll go with that one, because I read that.
All right. Oh, you read that? Oh, he's got a leg up on you guys.
I only remember the ones that he liked because it was Three Musketeers, which is fascinating.
Isn't that weird?
You know, Diddy, a brother, too. It was on his...
Yeah.
Isn't that
so
weird?
Those two cancel each other out?
It's just weird that he would like that. I always picture
I don't
him
think
home
it's weird
with
that
a
he would
gun
like...
and somebody's dead and he's got blood all over his face. He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck am I watching next?
You know what? From now on, you should say sidebar and then I'll say no.
Okay. Sidebar.
No. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars, Ty. It's from 2011, as we already discussed. And he also says about this movie that it is weird and broadly played. Weird and broadly played, 2 stars from 2011. It's one of Quentin Tarantino's worst films of last year. And there are nine names listed in the...
He knows it. Just name it.
How many names do you think you get it in, Ty?
I'll just do 7.
Okay. I like that. TJ?
Norm name movie. That movie.
Whoa! TJ's always got an interesting player or two up his sleeves.
Guys, I'm sorry I'm bad at the end.
I'm bad at it.
Try to be good at the beginning.
All right, Ty, here's your 7 names. I'm not even going to give you the clues again because you're about to tell me the name of this movie. The names are Scott Glenn, John Hamm, Oscar Isaac, Carla Gugino, Jamie Chung, Vanessa Hudgens, and Jenna Malone.
That's so obvious.
I thought it was going to be this one. Sucker Punch.
That's correct.
Yeah, no idea. No idea.
I'm just amazed he gave it 2 stars. 2 stars is genuine.
That movie was garbage. That movie was garbage. That movie, have you ever seen a movie where you're embarrassed for the director because he's revealing too much about what he likes sexually?
He's like, oh yeah, the girl does a flip and you see up her skirt, and then the robot shoots the hot oil on her pigtails, and she goes, yeah, shove the Twinkie in my nose. And no one had the balls to be like, no, we're not making this piece of shit. And he goes, but Bjork is playing, and then I'm jerking off in the back with a carrot.
No sidebar for you. No sidebar.
Sidebar.
No sidebar.
I'm bad in the game. I do bits.
Is
that material that didn't make your CD?
That's material that.
No sidebar. Sidebar. Oh.
Now you sound like we're in Chinatown. I'm Pete.
Bono, don't
I will only accept an innkeeper's sidebar. If you have something to say about innkeepers, on VOD now.
Is the poster
and in theaters on February 3rd, 25 cities.
Is the poster Mary and Joseph, and it says, this is the one inn you don't want to stay in?
Okay. Oh, man, I'm the best.
Listen, listen, hey, here's my sidebar about the innkeepers. It's going to be a great film. Everyone should see it. Pete's not the best.
Why would you do that? I'm kidding. He is. Yeah.
You can't impersonate me.
Yeah, what I just said. Denver.
All right, we're gonna start with Pete, who's playing for Ryan. We're gonna start with Pete playing for Ryan, and you get to pick a category, Pete.
Ryan.
And then from there, we'll go to Ty. Would you like At Lisa Kick suggested I'm Inside You, which is body switch movies.
Yeah, damn.
Celebrating a birthday today, Mr. Jim Carrey. So oh, the films birthday. Of that dude.
Crazy.
Or At I Like Monkeys, MUNKEYS, suggested Roadhouse, because I'm going to be showing Roadhouse at the San Francisco Sketchfest. But the category Roadhouse is movies that have an RV in them. A roadhouse, if you will. I like monkeys.
People are gonna think
right.
That was me yelling.
Which one would you like? Which one would you like?
I'd like the Jim Carrey one. I don't know.
You got
one.
It, baby.
That's not a Jim Carrey.
You got
thing.
An E-Trade, baby.
Oh, I see.
I don't like calling people baby, but in your case,
I see what you've done.
Three stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2004. What was the category again? Oh, Jim Carrey. This is a Jim Carrey movie.
All good, y'all.
Uh-huh. And he says about this movie, he says it's ingenious and that it has an Oscar-winning screenplay. Three stars. Yeah, three stars from Leonard, 2004.
Okay.
Can I do those things? And I'll tell you how many names.
Uh-huh.
You can go all the way to zero if you think you already know it. But
I know.
It's nine names.
If it's not Eternal Sunshine, I'm a dick. Emma, is it not?
You guessed how many it. Names do you want to bid? And how many names do you think you can name? What you?
Oh,
think,
I see.
What you think this movie?
I just blew it. I thought I said I'll just name it.
Blue
oh, he has to blew
it's a little rough.
Yeah, it might be the Majestic. You don't know.
Oh, that's true. It might have been the number 23.
Could be the Truman Show.
It could be
Fun with Dick and Jane.
Which was no be, fun at all.
Yes, man.
No, sir.
Fly the Aphromite.
Lady
Daffy Duty.
Okay, so even if I'm wrong, I'll say you just looked at me like the
How
Joker.
How many names?
I'll say zero names. I wanted.
Okay,
I
he
wanted,
says wait. Zero names. He seems pretty confident.
Am I wrong?
Here we go to Ty.
Stop is, asking and start
who can
talking.
Go, he can go into negative names now if he wants.
Oh.
How many names are on the... Wait, negative
Nine.
Names goes from the top to
yeah,
down,
Yeah, from
right?
the top down.
Well,
yeah.
I can definitely do negative one.
Yeah, so do you, are you saying negative one or do you want to go deeper?
I'll say negative one.
All right, he says negative one. So I now we like... come to TJ. You're out of it now, Pete. Good work.
I'm still a baby.
Good work, baby. TJ?
To repeat the category again. It's Jim Carrey movies.
Jim Carrey movies. Yeah. And he says he can get it in negative one name.
What year?
So you have to go 2004. You have to get into two names deep if you want to take this. Or you can challenge him. He might be wrong.
I think you might be wrong. Name that movie.
All right. Those are the words I wanted to hear. We're going to wrap this shit up right now.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the one name would be Jim Carrey.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it might be Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, God.
I need a full answer.
Oh, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That is correct!
So
So I did know the movie.
Ty West is our winner.
I knew the movie.
To everyone out
right?
there.
He got 2 points, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
I tried my hardest.
Sometimes what I wish would happen isn't the right thing, the thing that actually happened. You know how that works when you're
I
high?
Still feel good because I knew the movie. I've never done that before.
That made you feel good?
Yeah, it made me
that
feel good.
That what you just did just now made you feel good?
Yeah.
That's why he's so happy all the time.
I don't have any concept.
Yeah, you have such weird little hurdles you have to get over to be thrilled with life.
I knew that movie.
Hey, that curb was actually a step up like I thought it might be. Giant smile on your face.
Pat myself on the back.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Lower the standard for what makes you happy. Guess the silverware drawer on the first try at a house you've never been? Hell yeah.
Somebody change this baby's diapers.
He guessed the silverware drawer.
You ever been at somebody's house and you're like, it's probably right next to the sink? Okay, I'm in business. There's forks and knives and spoons and get the camera, honey. Oh, there's a ghost in the spoon.
Who sings that? Who sings that and forces callbacks?
I force callbacks all day.
We don't like those people. They're not white. Where's Sydney that you were playing for? Thomas playing for Sydney. Here you go. Do you want your frog back, too? He doesn't get to keep that. There you go. There's your prizes and a nice happy birthday bag. And did Ryan write anything on the back? Oh, he did. Nicely done, Ryan. Okay, I got it. And what does that one have anything on the back? No. Where's Brooke at? You got to come up here, Brooke. I'm sorry to that embarrasses you coming up on stage.
There's Brooke.
Where are you at, Brooke? Come on up. And if you guys, let's start with you, Pete. Do you have anything to plug? You Made It Weird podcast.
Yeah, man.
Ongoing, successful. Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, check out the Doug episode.
Here, Brooke, just write down who you want me to call a shithead here at the
end. You Made It Weird, and I'm in Chicago at the end of the month at Up Comedy Club, and then at Sketchfest on February 3rd and 4th.
Oh, you know what? Up Comedy Club, they moved because some old man tied a bunch of balloons.
Oh my God! I saw that club floating through the sky.
That was very good. That was laser accuracy, and I loved it.
TJ Miller, what do you got to plug?
I am also going to do a podcast because why not? And it's called Cashing In with TJ Miller. It's my friend Cash Levy has an interview show, but he can't. No one will do his show, and I don't understand why. So I'm the only guest on the show. So we've done 12 episodes, and we're going to start releasing them at the end of January. And also, I'm remixing my own ridiculous music album. Because why wouldn't I? Lil Wayne did. And so that's going to be out in June. It's the Illegal Art remix tape of the Extended Play EP. With about 6 guest artists. So that'll be pretty funny.
Ty West.
I'm just promoting The Innkeepers, currently on VOD, and theatrical February 3rd.
Yeah, it's good, you guys.
Yeah.
Check it out. Kelly McGillis.
She's in it.
Yeah. If you've been wondering what she's up to.
Sarah Paxton and Pat Healy rounds out the cast.
Yeah, it's a tight-knit group, but they're good. Plugs
I'm excited
for
to
me.
Watch it.
What?
I'm excited to watch his film.
Now, TJ, the one thing we've really talked about
is excitement and not having
is
it.
Is end of show sidebar. That is where sidebar is completely forbidden.
But the sidebar to the sidebar was about The Innkeeper.
I said to him one time, I said, TJ, if David Letterman was trying to throw a commercial and you were his guest, would you interrupt him while he's throwing a commercial? And you said,
where's David Letterman? Just kidding. What was I supposed to say?
What did you really say? Him? What did you really say? That you did it to him.
I did accidentally do it to him. Because I thought he wasn't going to plug this show. And I was like, I'll work it into the panel. And I did. And then afterwards, he was like, okay, thank you. And they were like, he thought you were really funny, but you can't interrupt him at the end. And I was like, oh, no. So that's the bad story from that.
Doug, I'm starting to...
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Pete, what?
I'm starting to regret how I played that last one. I think I understand the game now, and it's not so much bits about Sucker Punch as it is not yelling out the name of the movie And then I know the noise. There were noises that the crowd made, and I get them now. I want them to know.
It's because you're thinking too much about everything else. Just think about what's in your heart.
What's in my
heart? Oh, another racist song.
The great thing about the blurting out of movie names in the wrong spot during the game is it only happens to people who have played the game before. Like, it never happens to someone it's their first time out here. Like, Chris Hardwick just blurted out a title a few weeks ago. Just yelled it out. Like, I know what it is, bitches. And just said it. I think he even threw his mic down.
You're so excited. I'm like a puppy, and you put out the food, and then you go, but don't eat it. Wait for him to tell you to eat it. And I go, no, I'm going to put my face in it. And now we're in the backyard, and you're about to put me down. Don't. I'll do better.
You know why he's putting you down? Because your puppy's so aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my face in it.
It's a crazy dog. You got to shoot old Yeller when he starts saying things like that. He'll go through a plate glass window like a horse.
Okay. That was a good callback. It was a deep callback.
Yeah.
Sorry, Doug.
Deep sidebar.
I can't wait to get in the editing room.
It's been fun. I don't like me either. I don't.
No, don't say that.
Why do you get so personal all of a sudden?
My next movie interruption in Los Angeles will be at CineFamily, where it always is, on February 22nd. And we'll be interrupting Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. There's a lot of room to move around in that movie if you've seen it. And if you haven't seen it, wait. And come on February 22nd. Thank you once again to Pete Holmes, TJ Miller, and Ty West.
Thank you.
Check out Innkeepers.
Innkeepers.
And all the stuff these other guys do. And as always, Gary Marshall is a shithead. And Tim Tebow is a shithead.
Yeah.
Denver, we're shaking.
All kinds of noise you encounter makes you come.